Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Can you imagine the busyness that's going to be going on out there at Sand Hills Global and Carson and Jim Hansen? Getting with this. I mean, this we're going. We've kind of laid the groundwork. These guys are all showing up to work on Monday.
Oh.
Monday, there's going to be
Monday goes down.
Imagine that. Imagine the opening statement by Jim Hansen. And he gets everyone together and they get their notepads and their laptops out. And Jim Hansen and Carson get up and address the new team.
Because like the holidays are over. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Holidays over. And then this kind of, they brought this. Hey, when are you going to start? Monday of the new year, which is what, the 3rd or 4th or whatever that comes out to be. Let's go.
5th.
Yeah, let's dance.
Wow.
Let's dance.
That'll be a big day in Lincoln.
Big day in Lincoln. Very big.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills here on a Friday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Randy's heading down to Dorchester tomorrow to see the Schindlers, Bo and Bailey.
Doing a project? Schindler.
Project, yep. They got a new remodel going. And so
what kind?
With that,
hallway?
No, adding on.
Oh.
An add-on. That's a lot. That's new weight-bearing walls.
It is.
Yes, weight-bearing walls.
And heading down there.
And he does that. He does weight-bearing walls also, along with his attics.
What's his radius, approximately?
Radius like that. He wants to keep, not pretty big. He'll go a couple hundred miles. It doesn't bother him one bit. He'll get down into Missouri.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Manhattan, Kansas. He works Manhattan, Kansas a lot.
Does he?
Yep, down there a bunch.
Go down there, goes past the border.
Yeah. You can cross borders. I don't think there's a bunch of all remodelers stop here and check in. I don't know if you have to check in. I don't think you have to do that.
Okay,
guess I mean just going football wild card Freaky Friday.
We like this.
Yeah, you guys would have missed this, which is embarrassing.
I'm so sorry. It's a sports show.
You missed the whole thing that was crazy.
This is what you're doing for us.
Yes, the mandatory pre-talk saves the embarrassing walk. The mandatory pre-talk that saves the embarrassing walk. Now there was an incredible error made by the tight end by Ole Miss at the end of the half. The end of the half, it's a brutal error made by him not getting out of bounds. But it's the whole thing together, and this is the Mayday field goal scenario. So the Mayday field goal scenario means that means it has to be fourth down, meaning I can't spike the ball. Because if I could spike it, I just spike it, and then you bring the team out to kick the field goal. Okay. But if you don't have that, which means clock is running, it's fourth down, and you're going to try to get the team on there. Well, there was a critical error made by the tight end not just going out of bounds to give him a shot at the field goal. He stays in bounds. Now it's fourth and two. Clock's running. And all of a sudden, there's panic on both sides. All of a sudden, they try to run on the Mayday field goal team. And right away, I'm going like, what are they doing? I mean, they had absolutely no chance. That scene will be shown by every special teams coach and every coordinator coach because they blew it. they being
who's it on then?
Ole Miss, because
is it on the
conversation should have been set on the headsets. If the clock is running, you have to snap the ball and throw it in the end zone, because we do not have time to get out onto the field and get this ball snapped.
Who's that on?
That would be the first thing I'd do is be the special teams coordinator. If it was like in my spot, I'd be telling them we don't have it. There was like 12 seconds, I believe, before the play started or somewhere in that area. And so you do the math and go, okay, when this play's over, you're going to be at about 9 seconds. We cannot rush out there and get this done in this much time. And you watched it. They tried to do it. It wasn't even close. There was 20 guys on the field. I mean, it weren't even close. It wasn't like, well, we just missed it. They missed it by like 5 seconds. Yeah. But my point is that the conversation has to be on the headsets. Guys, we don't have Mayday. And I'm telling the Mayday team, we're not going.
So now what?
So then they snap. They had one option left. It was fourth down. Snap the ball, throw it in the end zone. Okay. That was their one play that they had left. Instead, the clock just ran out.
Would your fan base be saying, why didn't you have enough time to kick a field goal?
First of all, it'd be real easy to say that. I just think that fan base, you guys know what you're talking about, because there wasn't enough time. You saw it on there. There was not enough time to do it. But that should have been all pre-discussed. When you say how much time, or the conversation is going to be right now, hey, guys, we have no timeouts. It's third down. Mm-hmm. Coach, where are you at right there? And you might even say, well, if it's on the near hash, we might have a chance, but I'm telling him no. I'm saying no, we don't have it. Throw the ball into the end zone, because it's your only chance you have to make a play. The critical error was just made by not going out of bounds. The tight end just went the wrong direction.
So you can't really say Pete Golding, first-time head coach, you got to get this stuff in line.
No, I wasn't, and probably not even so much on, but like I said, you could tell by both sides, no one knew. There was no discussion of like, so we used to do a deal, we used to call it Winning Edge, and that would be a Thursday thing where you'd walk through something like this. Hey guys, we don't have it. So what we do, we're gonna line up, we're going to snap the ball, and we're just going to throw it up in the end zone and see if we can get a PI, or see if we make a miracle catch in the end zone.
Do you know?
But you should not have been running the team out there, because there should have been no discussion about you had to be more efficient. Because by the time that play ended, right, it was about 9 to 8 seconds. They have to take the ball, get up. You have to hand it to the official.
Yep, can't do it.
And the official, it's not his job to get it lined up in time. And so he has to take the ball, go over, and set it. Now you're trying to run. Literally on both sides of there, there's about 7 to 8 leaving and 7 to 8 coming on.
Can't do it in 9 seconds.
And so there wasn't enough time. But the whole idea is that this had to be pre-discussed. And so there was like you saw Joe Judge on the sideline. Well, the problem was not just saying, because I didn't hear what Golding said. They asked him. He's just kind of, no, we made it. We didn't get it done or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if it would have been discussed, he'd have said, there wasn't enough time to get the field goal you did on. We made an error not getting out of bounds, so we threw the ball in the end zone. The biggest error was on the tight end,
yeah.
That's where the biggest...
He didn't know this. I mean, is that just a kid not knowing the situation?
I believe so. I mean, just not knowing...
And I understand that.
He got the ball in the sideline.
He cut back into the field. I was like this. I'm watching. I was like, no, no.
You can't.
But he was on the sideline.
But then you saw the quarterback... Started to do this, like spike it.
Yep.
And it's like, no, it's fourth down. And it's like, then all of a sudden the quarterback's panicking. Idea. And
Jake, what you have is a bunch of kids who don't know situational football. You got to teach them, but it's a lot. There's so many situations.
Yeah. The number of times that I've been, I'm going to say I've said it in my career 10 times. Guys, we don't have Mayday. I'd say it on the headsets. We don't have it. There's not enough time if this the guy, because you look up and you go, okay, there's 14 seconds to go, and they're going to run a play, and they can't spike it. You go, hey, 14 is not enough, because by the time the play's over, it's at 9, and you're not going to be able to make it to get it out there to get it all set.
God, but as far as a quarterback goes, how many quarterbacks are...
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance, and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
How many quarterbacks have the presence of mind in those situations to know exactly what to do?
It's hard. The difference is, though, you're actually talking to them in their headset.
That helps.
So you're going like, hey, listen. We don't have Mayday field goal. Do you understand that? If the clock's running, you got to run whatever it is, all four verts, and throw it. Yep. Just throw it into the end zone. See what
that
happens.
That helps.
That helps. You have a chance to correct him. But if you go back and look at it, it was like, and everyone's mad, and this, and headsets were thrown, and all this stuff. All I could think about was critical error by the tight end. B, it wasn't discussed prior to the play and just said, hey, listen, we don't have it. Does everybody understand what's going on? Because they could have probably got a play off to throw the ball into the end zone. But that's, and then how often does that happen? I don't know. Like I said,
not very often.
I never ran Mayday field goal in my life or had
not
to
very
do
often.
It. I had 34
that's
years.
That's the thing.
So and these things happen. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, man.
Do you understand, Jake, that Bill was in a profession where you work on a zillion things that may never happen?
Never happen. I mean.
It may never happen.
Never happen. I mean, the chance of you.
It may never, ever happen.
The chance of you being down by a basket or whatever it is, and there's 2.5 seconds to go, and you have to go the length of the court in basketball. It happens all the time. Happens all the time. Hey, we got to get a shot off
from
half court or whatever it is. We got to do something. What's our play? And then guess what? It happens during games all the time. These things don't happen.
But you still got to drill them.
Yeah. So the amount of time you spend on stuff that you never have happen is insanity.
And unfortunately, there's going to be kids on the roster that are smart enough to know that while you're drilling it. Mm. Oh, we're never going to do this. So I got other things I got to think about here. But let's go through this.
Because it would have been an incredible thing, because there would have been panic on defense by Georgia if all of a sudden clock's running and they run up to the ball and snap it and throw it down the field into the end. Because you got to make a defensive call too, because you can't call timeout on defense. You know why? If you do, then the field goal team comes out and kicks it.
See?
So you can't call the you're not yelling call timeout.
The defense even has to be thinking it's that. Don't call timeout, idiot. They can
that helps
set
them
up.
Out. Also, the other thing that goes on Mayday field goal, which makes no sense, how rules change. So what do you see happen all the time now in their substitution? What do you see the official do? You see it all game long. What's he do? Mm-hmm. Stands in front of the quarterback, goes, you got to let him sub.
Yeah.
Mayday field goal, they go, no rules this play. So you can run in a full team, and the defense has to match it. Or that's why you train your defense. You don't sub anybody on defense. Right. You just go with the 11 guys you have on the field, because if not, you're going to end up with 13 on the field and have an error. But think about that. Just think about that stuff that happens with it, of how you can run on the field crazily. But that's the one play they kind of go, oh, by the way, the rules don't apply for this play. So it's complete mayhem.
Wow.
And you saw it at the highest level. And how big were those 3 points late in the game?
Big.
Yeah, really big. I mean,
they overcame it.
Really mattered.
Final score?
39-34, Ole Miss. It's a safety.
Nothing was more bizarre in that game than when the game was tight in the Miss face mask. There was a face mask that the whole place went. They being Georgia, they're up by three.
Okay.
It was maybe 3 minutes to go. They're at the 30-yard line.
and it's second and three, and they face mask him, and they basically almost tackle him, and they miss it.
Ole Miss.
It would have been 15 yards, would have been Ole Miss ball, still up three, first down about the 50-yard line. And one more first down almost wins the game for you. Instead, I mean,
so Georgia got...
Oh, they got a break. They got a break.
And still lost.
And still lost. They got it. This face mask break, I mean, Sugar went like, I shot out of my chair. I was like, I lost
scared
my mind.
Scared Sugar.
I did. I scared Sugar.
So Sugar didn't see the face mask.
Sugar didn't see. Sugar was sleeping.
She saw the response. Sugar,
but Sugar looked at me like I know that this is not going well for you at this time.
Bill, the headline one more time, please, for Bill's thrills.
Mandatory pre-talk saves the embarrassing walk.
That is Bill Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. We are way late to start the new year, but we're still playing the game show. Give us a call
right
now.
That.
464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels.
Let's
and
do
Jill,
this.
You guys had a good record so far. 47-29-1. The record still seems to reset. Very strong.
Jeez.
Are we resetting?
No.
That's up to you. Yeah.
No.
You can't reset when you're up that high, right?
No, we're fixing to go 20 games over right now.
No, I know, but do we start a new year?
Maybe when the football season is completely over when the championship happens.
That's
maybe.
Fair.
Okay. We'll go until
that's
then.
That's fair. We'll start
mid-January. Yeah. We'll reset the year. Today's topic is Film Friday. For random reason, I'm not sure why I have this, but military movies our topic today. I think you know military movies. Call us right now.
464-568-5.
Shut up. Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down. Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, military movies. Do you guys feel okay about this or not?
It's hit and miss. Could get them all, could go over.
Hit and miss.
Okay. We have Ross. How do you feel about military movies today, Ross?
What's the topic?
Military movies, our topic today.
Ross, where are you calling from?
I'm in Lincoln.
Lincoln listener. Oh, nice. Hi.
God, one of our few.
One of the few. All right, Ross.
Well, can we get his age?
Yeah, age, Ross. How old are you?
39.
39.
39. Young. Youth.
I appreciate that.
Ross, first question.
Staring at
you.
A bad birthday.
Bill, a lifeline for Zipper. One question as always. Ross, what 1981 comedy features Bill Murray and Harold Ramis as two friends who are dissatisfied with their jobs, causing them to enlist in the Army for a bit of fun?
Layup.
I think that's Stripes.
Brilliant!
Great
I didn't
movie.
Know that.
Stripes is correct.
Great movie.
Bill knew that, though. Now, that's good. That's good.
No, it's not. That wasn't our question. Doesn't do anything for us.
He might know more, though.
It gives me hope.
1-0 lead for Ross. Sip, first question. What 2014 movie features Bradley Cooper playing the role of Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, whose pinpoint accuracy saved countless lives on the battlefield, but when he returns home to his family after four tours of duty, he can't leave the war behind?
Bradley Cooper. I saw the movie in the theater. Yeah.
You'll have to get this one, Steve.
Bradley, God, Jake.
Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, pinpoint accuracy.
I saw it in the theater, and I saw it out of the theater.
5 seconds. Five.
It's a great movie.
Four. Three.
American Hero. I saw it twice.
It's not American Hero. Do you want that?
Can I go now? I got an answer.
No, hang on. No, don't say it. This is got a chance for Ross.
This hurts.
I think Sip was close. I think it's American Sniper.
It was.
Brilliant.
American Sniper is correct.
That's a great movie.
2-0 lead.
Yeah, we're done.
For the win. Not over yet. Bill thinks it's over. It's not over yet. For the win. Ross, what 1992 movie features Tom Cruise as military lawyer Lieutenant Daniel Caffey, who defends Marines accused of murder, saying they were acting under orders?
Oh, my gosh.
Could be
Jack Nicholson in it, right?
Potentially.
Five.
Four.
You got it?
Four.
Three.
You got it.
I don't have it.
Two. It's not A Few Good Men.
That is A Few Good Men.
I had it. I was going to get it.
A Few Good Men is correct, and that's a win for Ross. Start the new year off.
Stool's back, but we lost.
Ross, congrats. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling.
I love that
calling
show.
Down the road.
Which I will.
Thanks, guys.
You bet, Ross.
Thank you, Ross. I'll watch that show a lot.
Which one?
A Few Good Men. If you just watch the last 40 minutes in the the whole show is good, but the last 40 minutes is just really good.
My last question was about Platoon, and the tiebreaker was this. Charlie Sheen is obviously a star in Platoon. How old is Charlie Sheen, Bill? Eat age. Tiebreaker.
68.
No, lower than that, right?
What'd you guess?
That's 62.
How about 60? Okay. 60 years old for Charlie Sheen.
Our age.
You guys' age. He'd fit a lot. He'd fit here, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Huey Lewis, Charlie Sheen.
We'd have to be very careful with him.
Very careful. We'd have to cough button.
Yeah.
Have to be available. You'd
have to be very careful. Like, out of the gates today, Jake, you were very inappropriate.
Yes.
What did I say?
The position thing.
I didn't say that. You said it.
I heard your reaction.
He alluded.
Jake, don't play.
I snickered.
Yeah.
I laughed.
Yeah.
I didn't say it. I laughed, though.
Yeah. Anywho, that's an L.
Yes.
It's an L.
When we come back, hour three, we guys discuss Nebraska ball as well as the playoff games from yesterday and Wednesday. It's all in hour three next, an early break in the ticket.